It is Canada Day. Our neighbor to the north is celebrating 146 years of nationhood. They'll celebrate with fireworks. We are marking the occasion with this morning's installment of our summer crime fiction series, Crime in the City. Let's go to Canada's financial capital, Toronto. NPR's Linda Wertheimer traveled there to meet up with Canadian author Robert Rotenberg. He's written four legal thrillers set in that vibrant, diverse city on the north shore of Lake Ontario.
Robert Rotenberg loves his city, maybe even more than most crime writers. He makes multicultural Toronto a character in his books. All the books are centered on trials. Rotenberg is a criminal lawyer. His first book is called Old City Hall, after a beautiful stone building that's now used as a courthouse. And in the first book, a trial takes place there in ornate courtroom 121.
It's a bit of an intimidating room when you're first here as a lawyer, especially as a young lawyer, because it's so big and the judge seems to be so high up. And in fact, what I often do is I bring my clients in here on another day to have them look at the space, because sometimes they'll just get overwhelmed by it.
Court clerk Kevin Barnes unlocked the courtroom for us. He appears in the novel as himself. He's a well-known court character, in part because he wears white running shoes and also because he must memorize everything he says in court. He's severely dyslexic and can barely read, but he did read Old City Hall.
Now, I kept on giving Mr. Rotenberg updates when I read the Old City Hall. From the time that I picked up the book to the time I finished it, took me roughly 8.5 months.
Rotenberg has appeared in Toronto courts many times and takes great pains in his books to portray the relatively calm atmosphere of Canadian courts, where high court lawyers wear robes and tabbed collars and always refer to their opponents as my friend or my learned friend.
There are no gavels in Canadian courts. There's a certain decorum that's expected. Lawyers call each other friends, even if they're horribly combative. They still say, well, my friend says this. We bow before we come into court, and we bow when we leave. And I think it's a really good thing, because you're dealing with these horrible things. You're dealing with murders and rapes and real huge human tragedies.
That's Robert Rotenberg speaking in the law library of a downtown firm where he keeps a tiny office. He still practices a bit. The office represents a transitional space from lawyer to author.
This is kind of my life. This drawer, these are all my client files. These are all the cases I do. And in this drawer, this is all my writing stuff. So these are all my contracts, writing ideas, etc.
Rotenberg mines his own life for ideas. Raised in a Jewish section of the city, he remembers playmates whose grandparents were Holocaust survivors. He gave one of his main characters, homicide detective Ari Green, an elderly father who is a survivor. And Rotenberg also sends the detective to Greif's Bagel Bakery in the old neighborhood. It's a real bakery, now run by Moish Greif, a son of the family that started the business.
Oh, you wrote the Old City Hall book.
There's talks about my mother in there.
Well, your mother used to...
She's giving half the store away.
That's right.
So the neighborhood has gotten more and more orthodox over the years, I guess.
This neighborhood has changed. It used to be Jewish and Italian. Now it's Filipino and Orthodox Jews. Still have to eat bagels.
Rotenberg fished a copy of the book out of his backpack to show Moish Greif and asked him to read the description of the bakery.
Greif's was a simple storefront, and the lineup of men stretched back onto the corner. Most of them were bent over, tapping at their Blackberries, talking to their wives on their cell phones, and reading portions of the sports pages which blared headlines about the Leafs' victory.
Rotenberg sets great store by accuracy, but as you just heard, there is one bit of ersatz Toronto lore in the first book. The Maple Leafs did not win the Stanley Cup that year. They last won it in 1967.
I can actually remember the moment I thought of the idea, and I burst out laughing. I was all by myself. And I just thought, you know what? It's my book. You know, they're never going to win the Stanley Cup in my lifetime, so I at least might as well let them win in my book.
Continuing with our tour of Toronto, taken straight out of his books, Rotenberg suggested a trip to Toronto Island, where one of his characters lives. It's a beautiful wooded island, perhaps a 20-minute ferry ride into the harbor. I ask Rotenberg if he knows where all his characters live.
Yes. When I think of a character, almost the very first thing is where I think of where they live. Knowing where they live really tells me a great deal about who they are. And if I don't know where they live, I can't write about them.
Rotenberg's characters might live in ethnic neighborhoods. Their houses might be large or small. all identifying markers for Rotenberg. In the first book, policeman Daniel Kennicott visits prosecutor Jo Summers at her home on Toronto Island. Rotenberg walked around the summer cottages on the island to find one that fit his plot.
This is the house that I chose for Jo. I wanted her to live near enough to the ferry so in the climactic scene when Daniel has to run, he can hear the horn of the ferry boat and rush out there.
This is mighty fine attention to detail, it seems to me.
Maybe it's the criminal lawyer in me, but it's all details. I actually ran from here to the ferry boat to make sure that the number of minutes I said it took him was the exact same number.
So, do you know who lives here?
No idea.
Rotenberg has assembled an unusually large and almost Dickensian band of lawyers, police, and journalists who circulate around the courts. In the fourth book, he may be thinning the herd. He murders one of his important characters. But Rotenberg told us he wanted lots of people in his sandbox.
I don't think it was a conscious decision to have all these characters. It's just how it felt to me that just to tell the story, I just needed all these different points of view. People always say, who's the main character? And although Detective Ari Green is kind of the central character, he's not really the main character. He's kind of like the moral center, and everyone kind of circles around him.
I've noticed that you are editing characters out of this ensemble. I don't want to do any spoiling here, but some of them have been edited out permanently.
Well, they are murder mysteries.
Robert Rotenberg has written four books so far. He says he plans to write 20 legal thrillers set in Toronto, one a year. Reporting on Crime in the City, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And you can visit all the cities from our crime fiction series. We even have a map to help you find your way. It's all at npr.org/crimeinthecity. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.